And welcome to episode 19 of Video Gaming is Good. I'm your co-host, Darren, a.k.a. Emo, and...
I'm the other co-host, Lee Sklaza. That's it. That's
yes, thank you very much, and thanks for joining us as usual. As we like to point out that we are not pros, and
no.
We are the two ugliest guys on the internet doing this podcast right now. So thank your lucky stars that we don't have a video version of this.
Yeah, wouldn't you be crying?
And you might have noticed that we have music now for our beginning of the podcast. Kind of creepy there, I think.
Oof, telling me, I'm scared already.
You're scared already, but I'm sure some of you will be thinking, wait a minute, this doesn't sound like the podcast we listen to. Well, actually it is. I just thought, you know, we need some music to jazz it up a bit. And stay tuned to the finale, because we also have an outro music at the very end.
We are going pro.
Yes, we are going pro, but as you can see, we are not really pro. Anyway, that's enough of housekeeping for now. We'll move on to what we do best, which is articles. And I'll pass it on to Lee to begin with.
Rightio, got an article here from the esteemed New York Times. The article is called Video Games Conquer Retirees. Fantastic article. This is great. It's a place, and obviously, they have a bunch of old people, and instead of just letting them, you know, rot away, waiting till, you know, they drop dead, they got them playing video games.
Great.
Which is fantastic. That's what I thought. And, so I mean, there's a proven link between... you know, mental sort of exercise, if you want to call it that, doing crosswords, so on, and dementia. So, you know, what better way to, you know, stave off dementia and, well, what other sort of mental diseases you can get by, you know, testing out the brain. And, you know, you got your puzzles, your chess, so forth. You also got your video games. That's where we're coming in. The video games. Yes. I mean, this is the core of what this podcast is about, the proving the good of video games. And here it is, right here, black and white on a computer screen, but in black and white. You got some old geezer here, and he fired up a Nintendo Wii Bowling League because he said, and I think maybe he's pulling my leg here, that when he plays bowling for real, he has a sore arm, which happens to me, but when he plays bowling with a Nintendo Wii, he doesn't get any of that. I do, so maybe this old geezer is just in much better shape than me, not that that would be all that difficult. This is a great article. This is a great article. I hope that in my twilight years I can move somewhere that has video games and just video games and more video games and maybe some cute nurses, but mostly video games. This is just good article. You know, read it and then go, yep, I want to move somewhere like that. I'm going to put my money in my superannuation so I can move to a place like this and play video games when I'm 75. That's what I'm going to do.
Oh, you got your future all set out, haven't you, Lee?
Yeah, big video gaming future.
That's awesome, man. And I'll probably have to, you know, visit you now and then at the old homes. So
yep.
To visit you and partake in your Nintendo Wii tournament or whatever they have in the future, probably Nintendo Wii times 3 or something like that.
Yep.
But yeah, that'd be awesome, I'm sure, man. And I'm sure you'll be, you know, becoming pro, win money on a worldwide tournament for seniors, something like that.
Oh, yeah.
That's
I'll
awesome,
be hustling
mate.
Them. I'll be hustling them.
Good on you, mate. Well, over to me, is it?
Definitely.
Okay, over to me now, I guess. And I found an article which is entitled Aggro Link to Video Games Questioned. And this article basically talks about how the Swinburne University of Technology did a study which compromised about 120 children between the age of 11 and 15 to see how prone they were or how much of an effect violent video games would have upon them. And the game of choice that they chose for them to play for 20 minutes was Quake 2. But Quake 2, isn't that MA 15 plus or something?
I think it is, yes.
You think it is, yes. So, this university, I'm sure they probably would have thought about that, but maybe they just didn't think about it properly. But for kids to play a game that, you know, technically they shouldn't be doing so, that doesn't sound right to me. Maybe we should give an anonymous call to the cops. But, enough of that little setback. But this study, was pointing out that kids, even though everybody thinks, oh, if you let them play violent video games, they're all going to become murderers and, criminals, blah, 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 actually showed that that isn't true, because only a tiny bit of kids showed aggression afterwards. And it wasn't just a big leap of aggression, it was just aggression, but I guess on a small scale compared to what they were used to already. But shock horror, the majority of the kids weren't aggressive at all.
Oh dear, look at that. Imagine that.
Imagine that. Now, both Lee and I have been saying for months, maybe years, or maybe since we were born, that video games violent video games do not create violent kids. We like to put the blame on something else, which we call parents.
Yes, imagine that.
Imagine that. I'm sure that, in the world, if, something that you own, if you were responsible for, driving a car and you crashed into, someone's house, I'm sure you would be held responsible. But nowadays, everybody's going to say, oh, no, we'll find an easy scapegoat and we'll blame video games. So, I crashed my car. Video game caused me to crash the car. Oh, the hurricane. Oh, that was created by video games.
That was created by Jack Thompson talking too much.
Oh, snap. Definitely on the point. All that wind coming out of his mouth could have done it. Yeah, take that, Jack Thompson.
Yeah. But I still think it's important. When you go to the shop and you go, oh, look at all these video games. You got to look at that little sticker in the corner. I know it looks stupid and it messes up the box art, but it's there for a damn reason. If it says it's not suitable for a kid who's not 15, it's probably been put there for a reason. If you got an 8-year-old, you don't go, oh, look at this. Yeah, Quake 9. Oh, look at that. Huge graphic violence. Here you go, Billy. That's not what you do, you dummies. You read the thing. You be a good parent. That's what you do. I don't know.
Oh, I love it when you become a parent, Lee.
Yeah, that kid's going to be all weird.
But back to the article, I just want to sum up is that there is no, I guess, hard proof or evidence that's saying that violent video games create violent kids. And I guess this study by the university has shown that that is probably the case.
There you go.
Okay, and I'll leave it on that for articles, because I'm sure if you want to know about anything interesting in the gaming world, you just have to go on the internet and search for it yourself. But if you want to know anything about us, this is where you come from. And what are we talking about next? We're talking about personal news, because let me ask you a question, Lee.
Yeah, man.
When you're going down the street for your walk or whatever you normally do,
yep,
do you get hounded by a lot of people asking, what have you been up to?
Yep, that's why I bought an electric cattle prod.
Oh, cool. Does it work?
Oh, it works great. I walk around, I keep them off. It's good.
That's
love
awesome.
It.
But, back to the, I guess, back to nothing too violent in that case. Everybody comes talking to us saying, what have you been up to in your own life? We listen to your podcast and, talking about a few articles is nice, but we want to know what's happening to you. So this is where we talk about what's happening to us, and I'm sure all of you out there will be on the edge of your seat or got your headphones plugged in real loud, want to know what's going on. I guess first thing I want to continue is that I am still looking for an LCD. I got some in mind, but as once again I'm going, do I really need one? Do I want to pay the money to get one? My CRT is doing a good job, even though it's small as a cat. But I'm still looking for the LCD. What are your take on LCDs, Lee?
I like LCDs. I got an LCD on my machine at uni. I'm liking the LCD. It's an older LCD, but it's still quite a nice one. And then, when the printer wasn't working, I had to go into the other lab to print. Oh, they got these new IBMs with these 19-inch LCDs. Beautiful. Not that I condone stealing, but they're worth stealing.
And it doesn't help that there's a video camera or security camera in the room, isn't there?
No, that also doesn't help.
Snap.
Yep.
But also these are good, but both Lee and I, I'm sure we agree that do we really need one, and are we willing to spend the money to get one?
Yes, that's right.
So if you're out there listening to us and going, hey, these guys could use LCDs, and you want to donate some to us, please feel free to go ahead, just drop a comment on our website, and I'm sure we'll get in contact with you.
And even if you don't, just think of the money you could save the Australian taxpayer by us not damaging our eyes and then having to go to the hospital. Just think about that for a second.
Yes, I'm sure they want to help after that. What else have I been up to? Oh, I'm still looking for a new table. I'm sick of having these two separate tables in my room. I just want one big one where I can put the computer on it and, you know, I guess feel much more executive, with a big executive table in my room. But, yeah, also, if that's the case, I'll get a bigger table. I can probably fit an LCD on it. So, you know, that might be a bit of a leeway into getting an LCD in the end.
Ah, a bit of an excuse, huh?
Yeah, I guess it could be an excuse. And final thing that's up with me is that I'm looking for a new game to play on my Nintendo DS. I'm kind of bored of playing, what is it, Mario Kart? See, I already forgot the name of it because I'm that bored. I played also Super Mario Brothers, finished it, so bored. And a while back I finished playing the, Dr. Kawashima's brain training, blah, 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 make yourself smarter game. So I'm looking for a new game and I'm thinking, what can I find in a bargain bin? Well, there is no bargain bin around these days for DS games, so maybe I have to go to eBay, and I found two games. I guess one is called Metroid Hunters, or was it Metroid Prime Hunters? I can't remember. Metroid Prime Hunters, something like that.
Yeah.
First-person shooter on a Nintendo DS. Now, if anybody knows me, I'm a first-person shooter whore. That's all I ever play.
Yep.
And Lee can testify to that. Every time we attend a LAN, that's all I'm playing, right?
Oh, jeez. I beat you at the negative score stakes in Call of Duty, though.
Yeah, but that's because you're running off to the edge of the field getting blown up by the mines.
Yeah, it still beats you.
Yeah, even though I try to chase you doing that and try to whack you with my weapon, I just couldn't do it because you're just too fast.
Just too fast.
Anyway, back to the Nintendo DS. I'm probably thinking of getting that game, but do I really need it? No. But it would be nice to have it anyway.
Mm.
But that's enough of my news because everybody's probably going, oh, Darren, just shut the hell up and let Lee talk because that's all he wanted to hear. So, Lee, what have you been up to?
Okay, well, I have a significantly less exhilarating 2 weeks. I did uni stuff.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was really not that thrilling. And I did more uni stuff. And, yeah, to round it off, I did some uni stuff. And it's pretty dull, and I'm sick of it already, even though we're one quarter of the way into the year. I've still got heaps more of this rubbish to go. So that's it. That's all I've been doing. It's just uni stuff. However... you know, I had a bit of progress on the uni stuff, so thinking about cracking out the games in the next few days, maybe having a bit of a play with that, looking at getting a game called God of War for my PS2. I saw a review of it on a TV show called X-Play, you know, from the US on cable here, and it looked great, and it's I think it's in the, what do they call it, that platinum line or something, is that the... Sony?
It's like after they sell so many copies, they go, oh, this is awesome, we'll put it on platinum.
That's right, yeah. I saw it new on this platinum line of things for like $30, so I reckon that's going to be a... Yeah, I reckon that's going to have to be the next game purchase. So that's pretty much what's been going on with me.
How's uni coming along anyway?
Oh, yeah, it's going good. We got 94% for an assignment in the unit where the lecturer doesn't like me, so I showed her who's... Yep, showed her who's boss. And, yeah, had a few breakthroughs with the thesis and got some reading done, got the model sorted out. So, yeah, we're getting there.
That's great, man. But I'm sure all of you out there listening is that Lee is studying for his honours in, what is it, computer science or what is it now?
Yeah, computer science, yep.
Oh, so you're going to bring out the big bucks afterwards, right?
Apparently.
Okay.
Not if I work on a help desk like I want to, but, you know.
Okay, man. So, yeah. I'm sure you make us proud and make your parents proud, too.
No doubt about it.
So I guess that's it for personal news, because it's getting too personal right now. Just kidding. But I'm sure you're all bored of us already and probably thinking, I think I just turn this podcast off. But please don't. We've got an interesting topic coming up for our episode.
Yes.
And I guess it's probably was the highlight for us because we've been reading this for all year, or probably ever since I, you know, spammed Lee talking about this thing happened in Perth. I'll just get straight to it. The episode we're going to, the episode topic is GO3. Now, I don't know what GO3 stands for. I don't think it's go 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 or something like that. But GO3, they claimed it to be like a new electronic entertainment expo. So they're trying to say we're the new E3. Well, I don't think that was kind of the case when we went there, was that, Lee?
No, if that was a comparison to E3, then E3 sucks. I mean, Continue, Ammo. Continue. There's much to say on this topic.
Okay, let me just point out, for those who don't know what GO3 was, well, we hopefully it'd be better next time, but what it was is a kind of like a, supposed to be like a convention for video games and technology and, you know, whatnot, high-tech stuff in Perth, our hometown. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's big talk about it, saying, you know, this is great, you're going to have speakers and speakers, not in the music sense, I mean speakers as in, you know, professional guys of the industry around the world to come and speak to us and talk to us what's going on. They're also going to have showcase games, they're going to have stuff for sale. So, you know, I guess kind of like E3, but maybe on a smaller scale, because Perth is kind of a small city. Mm-hmm. So, you know, me being the big gaming fan, I said, hey, Lee, we should go and check this out. So we brought some mates with us as well, and we went there, and come to think of it, was it worth it? 50% says yes, 50% says no.
I'll let
you talk, Lee.
Okay, well, It had so much promise, okay? And all right, to answer the first question, was it worth it? Yes, sort of. Yes, for one reason of one photo.
We'll get to that later.
We'll get to that later. But if I discard the photo from my consideration, no, was not worth it. Okay, I'll run through my list of complaints.
Go for it.
It was too dark to begin with, okay? Now, I know you're trying to use lack of lighting to create atmosphere, but if I can't see anything, there is no atmosphere. It sucks. Put some lighting in. The stalls, you either hired too much space and didn't put enough exhibitors in, or whatever the hell the opposite of that is. I can't think of it at the moment. But anyway, it looked like there was just too big an aisle and not enough people. So you look down the aisle and you go, oh, there's no one here. It's all rubbish. Maybe they were expecting a huge deluge of people. Yeah, well, they weren't there, okay? So, you know, tighten it up next year. Okay, when we were there, they had a bunch of skaters in the middle. You remember that, Aaron, the skaters?
Oh, yeah, the thing some guy nearly broke his neck, something like that.
Yeah, now, I quite like watching street skating, but these guys suck. They were just no good. They were, just get rid of them. No, they don't even know if they've got anything to do with gaming. Just ditch them. They're no good. The Murdoch University stand. Murdoch made everyone aware. Everyone so painfully aware that they were the premium sponsor. Yeah, if I was going to this thing thinking, yeah, okay, I want to go to university, I want to go pick, I'm going to go, yeah, all right, I wouldn't go to Murdoch. That just made Murdoch look rubbish. It looked terrible. I mean, there were stalls there. There was a stall there that was empty. Okay, now you can't, you don't know the backstory, so you can't really comment. There was stalls there that had a person sitting there playing a PSP with a little stand with a little brochure holder, and that was it. That was it. That is boring. I don't know where these people go, oh yeah, people go and pay $15 to go and collect a brochure. What are you, nuts? The LAN party looked just like they took up too much space, and it seemed a little bit too sort of regulated. The controls for the games, like, there were a couple of PS3s. Now, I know almost every episode we have a crack at the PS3. Now, I am open-minded. I will play the damn thing because, you know, it's better than anything I have. So, I go there. Can I play a PS3? No, I can't play a PS3. I can't find a damn controller for any of them. There's stuff behind a thing. I don't know. I don't know how you're supposed to play them. The only stand there that had some degree of effort put into its presentation was the one by Microsoft with the Xbox 360 in there. It wasn't just the dull sort of partition wall. It had people handing out free junk that in the end didn't really work that well, but it was free junk. I mean, it's free junk. That's what matters here. It had a bunch of consoles with controllers, easily accessible, and they had a bunch of real cars outside, so you can look and go, oh, look at the real cars, they're awesome, eh? And finally, if you say you're going to showcase a game, actually showcase a game. Don't just play a clip you can download off the internet. That is just a cop-out. And my throat's going dry, so...
Okay, I'll take off. I'll leave that. You've basically covered most of the stuff that I was going to talk about as well, but I'll put my two cents into it. I was looking forward to seeing a whole bunch of games that they had promised on the website and advertisements they put in the newspaper. And they had promised games showcased there would be Bioshock, Unreal Tournament 3, that Stranglehold, I think based on John Woo's movie or game, whatever, something like that. The Darkness, based on a comic book. World in Conflict. Now, out of all these games, and I'm sure there's probably some that I missed, they said they were going to showcase all these games. Only World in Conflict was the game that you could actually get your hands on and play. All these other games, they were set up in a separate area on a big screen and just showing videos and movies and stuff all about the game. There's not a showcase of games. Well, technically, I guess you could say showcase. But when they say, you know, showcase games at a gaming convention, I expect to be able to get my hands on a controller of some sort and be able to partake in a demo and see what the game is like. But no, I'm a big Unreal Tournament fan, so I'm thinking, hey, I can go there and see what Unreal Tournament 3 looks like or plays like. But no, it didn't even show up in the showcase games on the video. It didn't even make an appearance. So how the hell can whoever organized it, and I'll put the blame at Murdoch because they are the premier sponsor of it, how the hell can you say we're going to showcase a game, but it's not even turned up there? But, you know, it's not for that, I guess, you know, putting it down a crapper. But I have to say, World in Conflict, if you guys ever get a chance to demo it or even, you know, see a video of it, go ahead and do so, because I have to say that it's one of the most graphically detailed and beautiful looking games I've ever seen. For those that don't know what World in Conflict is, it takes a storyline of how, imagine the Cold War didn't really end, how Russia didn't really lose in terms of everybody's point of view, but Russia has invaded America and now it's fighting on American soil. It's an RTS game, so real time strategy for all you guys out there. If you've played Company of Heroes, I guess it's similar in that sense where there's hardly any resource management. But what's I'm gonna say? I just lost my words there, but I was going to say that there's no resource management, so you don't have to worry about, you know, getting more money or getting collecting gold or I don't know, whatever you want to call about resource management. But, you know, it's all supposed to be about fighting, and you got different roles you can play. For example, there's four different roles you can play. You can either play as the armor, so there's tanks and cars, whatever it is. Then you got air, which, you know, planes and helicopters. You got infantry and you got support. Now, this all makes up for a pretty interesting game. So, like, if you got cooperative, not cooperative, single player, sorry about that. I was thinking about if you got big ass multiplayer game for like 4-on-4. One guy on your team can do all the air, one guy can do the armor, one guy can do infantry, and, you know, whatever it is. So that's, I guess, cool. That's cool, man. I mean, you know, and you can probably plan it out and make it like a proper tactical strategy game, you know. You got to, you know, talk to your teammates, tell them where to go, and work this out. But that was the only game there I could say that you could actually play on, which they did promise. And they had two guys there talking about it, which was really helpful because I didn't know what the hell I was doing. The game looked really well. Of course, yes, that's to be expected because it was running on Windows Vista, so it had DirectX 10.
Mm.
And so that's probably a good thing about about Vista at the moment. But, you know, the first thing I did when I got my hands on it, I zoomed all the way in for a ground level, you know, point of view, and you see grass, you see the high details on the tanks, you see the infantry, everything looks nice. And you get to use nukes in the game, so that's another good thing, I guess you want to say that.
That's a showcase. That's showcase.
That, you know, the nukes, I guess you don't want to, you know, say that war is good, but the nukes in the game look absolutely marvelous. You know, big-ass explosions in a mushroom cloud, and if you get your point of view, you zoom in the camera too close towards the explosion, you get, like, the static, blurry feel on your camera as though, you know, it's being affected by the electromagnetic blast.
Oh, nice touch, that.
Yeah, that's an awesome touch. So that's what we want in a showcase game. You know, something to get your hands on. They had eight machines there, so they had 4-on-4 multiplayer, if you know how to work it out. So that was good. That's the only one that was worked at. All the other games, they said they're going to come, you know, but they didn't even bother to show up. So I'm thinking, what the hell's going on there? Yeah. What else I want to talk about at the expo? The LAN. Oh, let me get started on the LAN. It was promised to be a huge six-player LAN, so you can, you know, play so many games, and they got like competitions, and it's supposed to be some kind of championships that, you know, you go somewhere else to if you win. According to resources that I've checked out, only about 400 people turned up, so I guess they couldn't, you know, fulfill the dreams of having 600 people, but it didn't look too organized to me when I saw it.
Sure.
It's like people turning up. I think we took a photo of a computer monitor saying that the machine was dead.
Yeah.
That was just not good for LAN. Like there's so many empty seats when we were there. Oh, you don't know what the hell was going on in this LAN. And, you know, of course, they're all playing Counter-Strike. You know, it's a good game back then, but for now, I don't really like it.
Yeah. Counter-Strike. Like something else.
Yeah, I don't know. But what else did this GO3 have? It had too many,
sort of pointless exhibits.
Pointless exhibits trying to sell your stuff. So it wasn't really gaming, it's more technology stuff. You know, I think they had like Race Course Hi-Fi. You know, they do make good stuff, but, you know, I don't really want to go there for music or, you know, audio stuff. I don't see games. There's not many games there. They did show Stalker, which was good, at the NVIDIA booth, which I had to say was the booth that we'd hang around quite a bit. They had Gears of War on like big widescreen TV, which was good. They had Guitar Hero 2, which was good as well, but not that many interesting games. But also, one thing I'll point out, if you go to like a convention and they're expecting to see, you know, the latest and greatest games, why did they bring along a whole bunch of old arcade machines like Sega Rally? I think they had like Space Invaders, Silent Scope as well. I guess it's free, so that was good. But that wasn't what I wanted to pay my money to go in and have a look.
Yeah, you can play those games online for free.
Yeah, you can do that, but I don't know. I'm trying to think how to wrap up what GO3 was like.
Well, we still have to mention the best part.
Okay, now, for all of us that know, but all of you out there that know about, I guess you want to say, Lee's special ability. What was your special ability, Lee?
Incredible ugliness.
Don't be too harsh on yourself, man. I'm sure not everyone says that.
Moderately harsh ugliness.
Okay, well, to make things short, Lee thinks he's ugly, and if you've seen his picture, it's all subjective. But what was your special ability besides being ugly, Lee?
Oh, I don't know. You might have to tell me that one.
Okay, well, I think your special ability that you said you have this radius around you.
Oh, yeah, of course.
The radius. Now, what does this radius do, Lee?
Okay, this radius is a space around me in which no female can comfortably exist. That's basically the theory.
That's basically the theory. And what was I going to say? Have we proven that theory correct in the past?
Well, going along what I've learnt at uni about proper scientific analysis, not yet. But this is pop science, so it's proven beyond a doubt. It's almost a law. It's almost a law.
it's a law. But let me say this right now. Lee was kind of proven wrong above his radius at the expo, and
it failed.
His radius failed. You know, the what's it called? The radius of ugly or something like that.
Radius of ugly.
That's the one. It's like it failed horribly at the expo. And why did it fail, Lee?
Well, I managed to have a photo taken of me in between two of the booth babes at the NVIDIA stand, and they didn't run away. They're smiling. And what the hell? Greatest photo ever. Second greatest photo ever.
Okay, but that was probably the highlight of your life so far, I think, or something like that.
I think so, yes. It previously was the time I put $2 into the vending machine at uni, and I got two bottles of Fanta instead of just one bottle of Fanta. That was number one. That's now down to number two. This has bumped it off. It was that good.
So this was probably the, I guess, besides the highlight of life, the most gratifying thing to seen at GO3 for yourself personally.
Most definitely.
Most definitely. And, you know, for those that thinking what the hell we're going on about, it is kind of, I guess, rare for Lee's Radius to actually fail, because his Radius has proven itself over the years to actually work, but in this case it failed dramatically. I'm not sure if that's the case because maybe these girls were, because they were working there, they were paid to, you know, just smile and entertain the crowd if they asked for photos, I guess, but you know, I got mine taken with one of the girls there as well, so, you know, maybe that's just dumb luck on our half or something like that.
But that
just makes us look more appealing to others, I guess, in a way.
That's right.
But, you know, back to the topic, talking about GO3, you know, I guess in a way it was good. In more ways it was bad. It could have been more organized, better. I had no idea what skateboarding has to do with gaming.
Anything?
Yes, true. And I have no idea why someone would dress up like Pikachu to attend a gaming convention. For those that are not sure, some person dressed up like Pikachu, and this was a full body outfit, head to toe Pikachu outfit. I will leave it like that, even though there's more to it, but I'm sure you don't want to know what was all going on
there. It was a little frightening, but GO3, I don't want to be lumped in with, as a gamer, I don't want to be lumped in with people who cosplay. That's just, you know, it's two separate worlds, you know.
I guess we want to say is that if they do make this one next year, and hopefully they do fix it up by number one, do not put any more stuff in it that doesn't belong in it. Like, it's supposed to be for gaming, so it doesn't need cosplay for people dressing up as cartoon characters or anime characters. It doesn't need all these vendors of technology selling whatever, you know. Even though they got like t-shirts and stuff and audio hardware, it's not gaming related, so don't bring that along. Just what you need to do to make everyone happy is get all the big name game companies, such as ID Software that made Doom, then you got Epic that makes Unreal Tournament, maybe you can also get Valve that do Half-Life. All these companies, you know, Midway, Microsoft, the hardware company, Nvidia, ATI, whatever, get all of them, come along to Perth, showcase games they're making, or showcase new hardware they've got with all the new games. Also, let people play these new and upcoming games so they can get a taste of it. And there you would have probably one of the best things to happen in Perth for a while.
That's right. You can sum it up in 3 points. Less suck, more games, more booth babes. That's it.
Yes, and more photo opportunities for all of us.
Definitely.
And also better lighting. We couldn't see where the hell we were going.
Well, maybe that was contributed to those two ladies wanting to have their photo taken with me.
Yeah, probably. And I'm probably in my photo you can see that the girl, we don't know where her right hand is, but that's probably why I'm smiling so much. Anyway, on that bombshell, we'll carry on to our next part, which is called "What Are We Playing?" Okay, Lee, I'm sure this is going to be short on your side of the fence. What games have you been playing?
Yep, it's going to be terribly short. I've been playing InselKampf.
Ooh, and how's it going?
This afternoon, the end. I finally finished building all of my catapults.
Wow.
So I have quite a few, well, not as many as a lot of players, but I have more than I did before now. And I also started building a ton more spear fighters. So they'll be done in, I think, 20 days.
Awesome.
Yep, so that's all I've been doing, because InselKampf, if you haven't, you can play it with a browser. That's all you need. You can play it on like a 14.4 modem. It takes like 5-10 minutes of your day to make whatever moves you want to do. And that's it. It's good because it takes so little time. It's quite a lot of fun once you get stuck into it. And, you know, that's that. It's free as well.
Cool. So it's like Pimp Wars, but without the pimp.
Yeah, and more sort of islandy with resources.
Ah, cool. well, what have I been playing?
Yep.
Well, Stalker now and then, but I don't want to, you know, like, put anything negative on the game developers, but the game is a bit buggy. It freezes every now and then for like 1 or 2 seconds, which kind of ruins the gameplay fun. Very high system requirements, so I can't say I can enjoy it that well, but it's a good game, a nice concept, you know, first person shooter in a whole big sandbox area to do what you want. I think it needs a few patches to fix it up. So I've played it for a bit, haven't played it for maybe in the last week. But I just reinstalled Call of Duty because I need a game where I can actually shoot something. So Call of Duty was the way to go. For all the users that know, both Lee and I have had heaps of hours of fun of playing Call of Duty at LAN.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
If you're paying attention before listening, Lee has, I guess you could say, the record for the most suicides attained by running into the minefield.
Yep, -100.
-100, and you know, now and then we were playing Call of Duty with a whole bunch of other people. It's like you'd be playing, shooting stuff, and then all of a sudden you see some lunatic running off towards the minefield around the map, and basically the object of the deathmatch mode was see who could stop Lee from committing suicide by killing him first. And that was kind of pointless because he was going to die anyway, but it was fun nonetheless.
And I still won. I still won.
He still won with a -100, but that's an interesting game. I just wanted something to, you know, play to, shoot. Not that I'm one of those violent people that gets violent after playing violent games.
No,
definitely not me.
But, ammo is docile.
Yes, ammo. Yes, like a... Well, what's docile?
Sloth.
There you go, thank you very much. Like a sloth. Pretty slow as well, too. Anyway, I don't think I've been playing anything else. No new games for my DS, so I haven't been playing that. Minesweeper. Oh, I haven't actually played it for a while.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. What's going on?
The mines are piling up. They're not going to be able to get out of the house. What's going on?
I have no idea, man. But, I probably had to play it afterwards.
Yeah, you do that.
Yeah,
you better.
Okay, thanks, mate. I think that's about us for what we've been playing. Pretty short there because, you know, nothing much new in our gaming lives. What's next on the agenda, Lee?
Next on the agenda is the... Let me look here. Oh, the website of the show.
Ooh, interesting thing. Now, as you all know, we kind of choose a website for every episode that we think is worthwhile for people out there to visit. And we were kind of running out of options because we just couldn't find anything that great. But
Only like 50 websites. So, you run out soon enough.
Yeah, you know, don't know what's going on. But anyway, there's one website that we mostly go to every day, which we kind of overlook because there's nothing that interesting. Well, not interesting, but, you know, it's not that big in a grand scale. But it's more of a, it's basically a forum. And the website is Whirlpool, whirlpool.net.au, to be more exact. Now, taking a straight readout from their website, Whirlpool is a fully independent community website devoted to keeping the public informed about the state of broadband in Australia. Well, that's a big long line. Since its inception in 1998, it has become a premier destination for broadband internet subscribers, as well as a rich resource of broadband news and information. Whirlpool boasts one of Australia's largest technology-related online communities. So basically, if you want to know anything related to broadband or technology in Australia, just head over to whirlpool.net.au. Now, I go to this website nearly every day just to see what people's thoughts are on, like, new games or new hardware. Maybe they also talk about, you know, what's on TV, movies, gadgets, music. But it's mostly to do with broadband stuff. So if you ever need to know information such as, you know, what are people's thoughts on a certain ISP or a certain computer hardware, go to Whirlpool, and there'll be heaps of people who will probably respond faster than you press the enter key to what you're asking about.
That's right. And once you've stayed there for, I think, 50 posts or a month, like one calendar month, you get access to In the News.
Ooh.
In the News, it's you don your flame vest, you get in there, and you tell people why they're wrong about everything. And it's good fun.
Oh, and I think you can even, what's the thing? You can even, was it rate people or...
That's right.
Give them a score to see what you think of them?
That's correct, yes.
Yes, and what's your personal score, Lee? Is it up or down?
Well, I was, actually, when they first introduced the Aura system...
Oh, that's it.
I was incandescent, which was, I think, the top.
Ooh.
And that is surprising, because I basically go in there to cause trouble.
Ooh.
And I was incandescent, and I said, well, I'm incandescent, how can this be? I'm not here to be, you know, like a positive role model or anything. And within, I think, about an hour, I was down to light. Then I was on light for a long time, a really long time. Then they rejigged things, and I went down to normal. Then I got angry that they rejigged things, and I told everyone I was angry. Then everyone voted me down to low. And then I figured, well, I'm down and low now. I'm going to be a scumbag because that's what low people do. So I was a scumbag, and I stayed low. But then they rejigged things again. I became normal. And then I thought, okay, well, I've had my little fun of being a scumbag, so why don't I really try? So I actually did something which is quite rare. I helped somebody. And then I became light again. And now I'm trying. It's really hard to get that final bit because once you get over a certain level, you get access to the pool room.
Ooh.
And the pool room is where they put people who aren't much trouble, so they can have a little sort of, you know, off-topic sort of general discussion. And I want to go there because they think that if I get in there, I'm not trouble. I'm going to be trouble! So that's why I want in.
Well, I guess I'm sure if you do get in there, they probably had to shut the farm down.
Yep, that's my plan.
That's your plan. But, you know, back to the website. If you want to know any information about, I guess, I can't really say broadband in Australia because, you know, there's heaps of other topics, you know, like I mentioned before. You even read it, you got people from overseas coming onto the forum because there's nothing like it anywhere else in the world for people continuously communicating to each other about certain aspects in life. But yeah, if you need something answered or you want some information, you can just go to Whirlpool. I'm sure there will be something, somebody already written something up on what you want to look for. If not, you can just post it up, and probably within a few minutes, someone else will probably reply and say, yeah, this is what my take is on the subject, and, you know, point you in the right direction.
There you go.
It's a great website. If you're looking into buying new PC hardware and don't have much information or knowledge about it, such as we do, head over to Whirlpool, and everybody there will be more than happy to, you know, give you their thoughts and ideas on what's probably the best for your personal hardware configuration.
And once you fit in, start flaming.
Definitely, like Lee. Anything else you want to add, Lee?
No, that's about enough for Whirlpool. I have a fairly rocky relationship with Whirlpool. I haven't been banned once. I haven't been banned twice. In fact, I haven't been banned at all. I've come close a few times, but it's I'm doing good.
Oh, he's living life on the edge.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, I think we'll leave it for that for the website of the show. And I think we'll also leave it there for this whole episode.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how long it's been, but I guess it's long enough. We probably caused everybody to turn off this podcast right now, so we probably got no one listening, and we're just blabbering on for no reason.
Oh, they're sticking out for the outro music.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. You know, they're all this hardcore people want to know, they promised us something special at the end. Well, it's not that special. It's just music. Very similar to the intro. Not exactly the same, but based on the same style, I guess. But, you know, you just listen in and we'll talk about it. We'll play the music for you. So that's about it.
There you go. It's awesome.
Yep, it's awesome. So I guess we'll say cheerio for now. Thanks for joining us for episode 19. I'm sure it was probably kind of interesting and all at the same time rather boring. I am Darren, a.k.a. Emo, and...
I'm Lee, a.k.a. Sclozer.
Yes, and thanks for joining us for Video Gaming is Good. We hope to see you next time, and with any luck, we'll probably make it less boring than this episode.
Cool.
Okay, so we'll catch you later, and see you next time.
See ya. Easter eggs for the win.